You've landed on Mom Swipes Left, a podcast with two middle-aged women who do not, as of yet, have any living bugs inside of them.
Oh, I'm sure we have.
Well, everyone has some, but yeah. I'm just saying, like...
ones that aren't supposed to be there.
Yeah, like that crawl around the ground.
True.
On today's show, we've got an animal gangs quiz. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 252. I am your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
How you doing this week, Carol?
Fantastic. How about you?
I've had a good week.
I had an actually good Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yes. It was relaxed. It was drama-free.
Yeah?
It was delicious.
Somebody forwarded me a photo of you and Joel.
I know, looking like actual normal people. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first photos that we have had that we weren't doing something ridiculous.
Although I will say Joel looks hammered.
He wasn't. He was the designated driver. I was hammered.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's the mustache.
It is. He's got to get rid of that. That
yeah, he's not gonna. He's not gonna because everyone praises it. We're in the minority. Everywhere he goes, people are like, that mustache is amazing.
On fleek?
Yeah, and they mean it. Wait, and so I can't.
What are they looking at?
I guess because it's so full. Other people disagree.
Oh, all right. Shitless grievances. Have you any, Carol?
I have one.
What?
Yeah, it's a shit list.
Or is it a grievance?
It's not a grievance because she is not part of our family.
Right, right.
And
right.
Will never be part of our family.
That's for sure.
Seth, who called and let us know last week that we had cock blocked him on a date because he shared a tidbit of information that he learned on this show, which is great because we're all about knowledge. So I have a hair across my ass about this potential date that you had, because if she can't handle crocodile penises before you even meet, then she's not good enough for you. Like, she's not going to be able to handle the kind of amazing shit you're going to bring to the table.
Well, now you just made me think. I think I have a grievance.
What's your grievance?
With Seth.
Why?
Here I am, single.
Yeah.
I don't know how old this man is.
No, he's probably younger than us, though.
Well, everyone probably. Yeah, but okay. I still got some life left into me. I don't know where he lives.
No.
But why hasn't he reached out to me?
That's true. You could do some texting with Jen.
Yeah.
She's available.
And you know damn well that
she has a good sense of humor.
You cannot offend me.
But honestly, I thought when you sent us that, I felt a little bad. But then I thought,
no.
I refuse to feel bad about bringing knowledge into the world, and neither should you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. You dodged a bullet. Keep going on the dating arena. Maybe text Jen. I don't know. Maybe we've just made a love connection. I don't know.
Maybe. I hope he's thick.
It's thick, like he's a bigger guy?
Not dense. Yeah, like bigger boy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
we'll find out.
I like bigger and hairier.
But also, maybe you shouldn't be so judgy.
True.
He seems great. Anyway, I just wanted to go on record and say that girl just missed out on a great guy.
We don't actually know that he's a great guy.
He seems fine.
Well, we're happy that he called in.
If he's not a serial killer, he's fine.
Well, all right, good point. Notable news, Carol, what are we singing?
I thought we'd sing Comfortably Numb.
Do you know what a hard-on for Pink Floyd I had?
Didn't we all?
No, a lot of people didn't. In my school, in my high school,
yeah,
it came down, you were either a Pink Floyd lover or a Dead lover.
Like Grateful Dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I hate.
I don't hate, but it's not my go-to.
Well, I guess hate is a strong word.
I mean, in college, I sort of fell in with that crowd because where else was I going to go?
I guess. I don't know. Okay, ready?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Is there anybody out there? Just post if you can hear us. Is there anyone at home? Come on now. I hear you're feeling down. Well, we can ease your pain, get you on your game again. There is no news you'll be receiving. Just stupid jokes made out of a headline. We are only skimming through the words. Our lips move, But no one cares what we're saying. When I was a child, I had a teacher. She said I was number than a hake. Now I've got that feeling once again. I can't explain. You would not understand. This is just how I am. We have become comfortably dumb.
I think that was beautiful.
That was lovely.
I actually really think that was beautiful.
Do you have feelings?
I have goosebumps.
All right, let's get to it.
First up on Notable News, an Arizona golf course is under attack from a squadron of pig-like creatures.
Pig-like?
That's what got my attention.
Yeah, I would say so.
When the Arizona sunshine breaks over seven canyons in the morning...
Oh, that's beautiful.
The destruction is revealed. Mm. Sprawling mounds of ravaged turf blot the 7,000-yard course like open wounds.
Oh, Jesus.
Soil, grass, strewn in all directions across otherwise pristine fairways.
I have a bone to pick with golf courses anyway. I don't like how pristine they are. It annoys me.
Yeah, I'm actually, I don't know this to be a fact, but in my head it's a fact.
No.
I think the Scottish, who were the first to play golf, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think so. I think they just hit the ball around.
Yeah. Why you gotta have like this turf that's so fake and costs so much money to maintain and water and such?
Who are the perpetrators? Javelina.
The hell is a javelina?
A pig-like creature with raking canine teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
Whose capacity for chaos in the town of Sedona has seen them become a viral sensation.
Nice.
When you come upon them, it's like the Tasmanian devil, Sevens Canyon general manager Dave Bisbee told CNN. There's turf flying all over the place, grunting, fighting. For rather small creatures, they do a lot of damage.
Huh.
And they can rototill some turf with those teeth.
Damn.
Here's the thing, because I looked up the javelina.
Yeah.
First of all, they have a nipple-like protrusion on their ass.
Nice.
That emits scent that is supposed to be so stinky that if you're downwind of it, you can't stand it. They love coyote urine.
Right?
Javelina, also known as muskogs.
Oh, a muskog. Now I know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I've heard of muskogs.
It is a mammal species that originated in South America before venturing north and jumping over that Mexican gate that Donald Trump so aptly made.
Does it even need to jump over? Is that full-fledged?
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of gaps in it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a greenskeeping nightmare, exacerbated by an extra hot, bone-dry summer in the Grand Canyon state, has seen javelina activity escalate. These guys are throwing up shit like all over the place. I mean, these holes are ruined. Because it's been so dry, they're not getting the food that they need in the wild.
Yeah.
Plus, these golf courses have taken over their natural territory.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so they're there looking for grubs initially because it's grass. So in an effort to get them away, they started sprinkling coyote urine around, thinking that would deter them.
But it just made them more excited.
It was like putting bacon bits on a fucking salad, right? They went in and they just tore the place to shit. Some of these videos show them just lounging after they've fully fed themselves. Maybe we should embrace the original Scottish intention.
Yeah, just
you shoot your ball, regardless of what the terrain looks like, dodge those pigs.
Yeah.
I think that would be even more fun.
It sounds more fun.
I have never been a golf. I've never had any interest in golf, but I would play if I knew that I had to dodge some wild pigs.
Some wild hogs. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Who shoot like a stanky musk out.
Yeah. Dude, that's like a fucking Squid Game, like reality show. I'm going to send them this. Next up. Eyeball syphilis.
Ew.
I think we can agree on how one gets that, right?
Yeah.
Come in the eye.
You're getting shot in the eye, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it'll ruin a pair of contacts.
Yeah, don't.
I think some guys like it.
I don't care.
No, but what I'm saying is they like to give a facial.
Okay, close your eyes.
I know, but if you don't know what's coming.
No one should not know it's coming.
5 Michigan women have found themselves in the same boat.
Is this a common thing?
No. This is an unusual case of 5 women in their 40s to 60s.
Damn.
Recently reported to the CDC a very rare outbreak of optical syphilis.
Ew.
Patient A received a referral to the Kalamazoo County Health and Community Services Department, suffering from an unusual combination of genital lesions and blurred vision. Tests revealed that she had contracted syphilis, both regular and ocular.
Ooh.
The woman didn't use drugs and had only sex with one man in the last 12 months, so it seemed pretty obvious where The next month, patient B came to a hospital with reoccurring headaches, mild hearing loss, and vision issues. Once again, doctors found that she had ocular syphilis. The story basically repeats itself over the next two
months. It's the ICOM bandit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. That would be a documentary I'd watch.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Netflix, listen up. Patient C experienced rashes, peeling skin, vision issues. Patient D came to see doctors about worsening vision and genital sores in June. And then the last one sought help for weird eyesight problems in May.
Okay.
Each of the women received a diagnosis of ocular syphilis. During medical interviews, a common thread emerged that they had all had sex with the same man that they had met online. So they reach out to this Casanova, right? But he proved uncooperative. The man gave the doctors little information, didn't show up for a scheduled medical appointment.
Loser.
And said that he was no longer living in Michigan. Again, but the following 3 cases showed up afterwards, so obviously he was lying.
Mm-hmm.
After patient C showed up, doctors began to dig deeper into the mysterious seducer's past. Hospital records showed that he had sought care in January of 2022 for an ulcerative penile and anal lesion that doctors at the time believed were due to herpes.
Oh, maybe he also has that. I mean, it's possible.
Who knows?
The dude fucked 5 women in a couple months.
I don't think that that's uncommon.
Really? I don't know many men getting that much action.
Maybe not. I don't know.
And he came in all their eyes.
It says both patients A and B recalled that the man had this is in quotes.
Oh, God.
Sore on his dong.
Wow, ladies.
Yeah, but they still decided to do the deed unprotected.
Oh.
It sounds like he really did come in the eye. And it's because it says ocular syphilis is exceedingly rare. Only about 1% of all syphilis cases involve the bacteria affecting the eye and the brain that way.
Not a great choice that day.
So in addition to wrapping it, maybe you should put some goggles on.
To turn away. I mean, something.
Again, I'm just saying, I would just shut my eyes.
I would shut my eyes, but I don't know that that would help you.
True.
I mean, it can't hurt, but like then you've got to wipe.
Have to use a
also,
Clorox.
If he has a sore in his dong, just say no.
No. All right, next up. Doctors find a living fly in a man's butthole.
Stop it. That's the stuff of nightmares.
Doctors in Missouri got the shock of their lives during a routine colonoscopy when they came across a fully developed fly living in the patient's transverse colon.
Oh my God.
A 63-year-old man went to get a colonoscopy. And while the physicians were exploring the patient's transverse colon, the area at the top of the large intestine, an intact fly that had somehow survived the gastric acid.
What?
Was chilling inside the man's body.
Do you think it went up his butt?
Well, here's the thing, because I've thought about this a couple of times today.
I would think so.
If you went to actually push a fly up your butt,
yeah.
Number one, your finger's not long enough to get it.
I don't think anyone would push a finger up a butt to get a fly in there. I'm just wondering, could a fly get up your butthole?
Well, I think that you and I had previously, many, many years ago, established that a raccoon can climb up your butthole.
Right.
Remember? Because the butthole can expand to like 13 centimeters if I...
I don't know why a fly would want to.
No, I don't.
But I can't imagine that this fly went through the digestive system, like the stomach and stuff.
Maybe he had some corn up there? That's what... Okay, you know
maybe
what?
Maybe he ate an egg.
I'm still thinking...
Maybe he ate a fly egg and it went down, survived somehow, and got into his
intestine. Dude, here's a picture.
Of the fly?
in his colon.
Oh my God. That just shook me.
Did it?
That just shook me in a way that a lot, you know, I watch a lot of horror movies.
Yeah, yeah.
That shook me in a way that horror movies don't. That's fucked up. Go to our Facebook Nation page and I will post Sasha because that is terrifying.
Number one, how did it survive gastric acids?
Yes.
If it went that way.
Yeah.
Number two, how did it stay in there during the cleansing?
Right. It was hanging on for fucking dear life. I mean, it was what the F?
I'm looking at it right
also,
now.
Also, it was like, I love eating shit. This is true. Awesome.
That's good. But I'm looking at it. It's like, looks like one of those large blue bottle flies.
It does. Yeah.
That you get in the kitchen.
It can't be that large. I don't think the colon is that big, but.
Oh, that's true. This case represents a very rare colonoscopic. Very rare colonoscopic.
Wow, that's hard.
Right? Colonoscopic.
Yep.
Finding, doctors wrote in the American Journal of Gastroenterology. It is a mystery how the intact fly found its way to the traverse colon.
It is a mystery.
All right, you know what I'm pissed about, though?
What?
Earlier, it said transverse. Yeah. Then it said traverse. And now it says transverse.
Are you sure that you...
Absolutely okay. Positive.
Well...
Although, no one truly knows how the fly ended up inside the man's intestines.
But that's kind of the cool part. Don't we want to investigate?
It is a known fact that fly larvae laid in fruits and vegetables can sometimes survive our stomach acid. Carol,
well, there you go.
Big brain on you. And then hatch in our intestines. However, the patient had only consumed clear liquids the day before the colonoscopy, as per recommendation.
Yeah.
And the day before his 24-hour fast, he had eaten pizza and lettuce, but did not recall seeing a fly or anything else in his food.
That doesn't matter. It could have laid it before you even got it on the table.
True.
What is with these small-minded
people? People aren't thinking outside the box.
They're not.
So my question, and this is why I'm pissed about this, because the article just ends,
right? Yeah. Right.
Did they let the fly go?
Right. What'd they do with the fly?
Like, did they go in with little calipers
they
or whatever?
They kill it?
Nobody knows.
Is that a fly now out there flying around telling other flies about adventures?
I hope so.
And are we all going to end up with a fly in our transverse or
traverse?
Whatever. That's terrifying.
I just think it would be a shame if he made it that far. And then the doctor was just like,
plucked it out and threw it in a... Yeah.
Mm. Do they have to put it in hazard material?
I don't know. Yes.
I guess they have to.
They would have to. Yeah. And also, why is someone not digging into this? Like, I immediately want to go to a very, very exciting library and start reading a lot of materials.
What do you think the toddler who was holding the butthole open thought?
Right. I forgot about that. Right, because, toddlers hold open the butthole during the colonoscopy.
I don't know if it's the butthole. I actually think
it's cheeks.
I may have misspoken. It was the cheek.
It is the cheek.
The very small hands.
Nurse Jamie told us that.
So, anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that.
Fuck. And how do you not feel a fly in there?
I don't know.
Because it's very sensitive area. You know
what I mean? Dude, I can feel a tick anywhere on my body. A small movement. I'm like, how many times have you seen me say, I got a tick?
Yep. And it's always a tick.
Yep.
There's so many questions. I want to write a children's book about that fly. Someone do something great with that.
Next up, Carol. I have some fashion history news for you.
Really?
Because we're all about the fashions.
We are about the fashions.
I want to see, this isn't actually a quiz, but I'm just curious. Do you know why women shave their legs now?
Give me one moment. I know that it had to do with a marketing thing. Nope, I don't know.
Up until World War II, it was actually not fashionable to shave your legs. Mm-hmm. Queen Elizabeth I did not. And so women did not remove their leg hair.
Why would you?
It was during World War II when the U.S. experienced a stocking shortage.
Oh.
When the government redirected the use of nylon from stockings to war parachutes.
Mm.
And for women, the nylon shortage meant having to have their legs in public.
But here's the thing. Nylons don't really hide hair.
I think
ever
that
see someone with nylons on with hair? It's not good.
Yeah. Actually, I have a really bad story. when I was in college and I was actually in a competition with the guys that lived on my hall. 6 months of leg hair growth.
Yes.
Which I won handily. But during that time, I couldn't shave my, obviously, couldn't shave my legs.
Yeah.
And I went to go meet my ex-husband's parents for the first time. Had one of those eggs. Remember the eggs pantyhose?
Oh, yes.
That my mom had given me for a stocking stuffer. Yeah. Never wore them. Hauled them out to wear this dress and stuff.
Oh, wow.
My hair actually went through the...
It goes through.
It goes through the nylons.
I've had that experience in the winter where I just am like, fuck it. But it's not like long enough to truly pack down. Put on some tights or some leggings. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'm like rubbing it. And I'm like, oh, God. All the hairs are just... They're literally sticking out.
Here. I have not shaved my legs in months.
That's not bad. You way oversell.
No, when I was in my prime, I could grow some hair. I mean, I have detected that my hair
growth is
not in my crotchal area.
Or our chins.
No.
Yeah.
Yesterday, in fact, I got on... This is embarrassing to even admit.
That's what we're here for, though.
I always take care of my mustache beard area.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I've always neglected underneath the lower lip.
The spit rug area. Yeah. The flavor saver.
I was looking at it. I was like, damn. The only reason I noticed it was because I was like, what's in my mouth?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was a hair that had grown up into my lippage area.
It's so good for kissing.
And I pull it out of my teeth. I was like, that's a hair. So I started examining. I was like, damn, I got some like real goat action going on right here. So I spent a good 45.
What is shocking is, you know, I have like a mirror that's special for the close-ups.
Yeah, with the light.
You look at that and you're like, oh my God, I've been walking around like this. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I think it's not as bad as it seems in that mirror, but still, I'm like, I'm so sorry, Joel.
I mean, that's how I feel when I look at pictures that people take of me. Like, how do people let me leave the house?
I know, but then here's the situation. So on Thanksgiving, I decided to wear makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore full eye makeup. Eyeshadowed. Dude. I did the smoky eye.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I put a little lipstick on. Took some pictures and I looked 100% better.
How about
like,
that?
I looked kind of older than I want to. But I also was like, okay, I could live with that. So I guess now I gotta start wearing makeup.
But you tend to wear makeup.
Very little though. Apparently it's not enough.
All right, so we're tangenting here.
Okay, sorry.
So no. I'm tangenting more. Oh. I'm doing a side jog on a side jog. I saw this ad for like these little plastic strips.
I have bought them.
The ones that go in your eye?
Yes.
Does it work?
It does work, but it's so hard to put them into your eyelid fold. And you have to do it just right. And it depends on how droopy your eyelids already are.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it looks a little bit like, oh, I've stuck a thing in there and now it's all wonked.
Yeah.
So no, they don't really.
I mean, because look at these lids. I mean, there's no help in these lids.
Here's the thing. I've always had hooded eyelids.
It runs through my entire family.
Mine too. It's just now I'm older, so they're getting even saggier.
And I think mine are worse than yours though.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I can actually still see, like when you're open-eyed, I can still see some of your lid.
Well, I think it's some point I will do something about it.
You know, my dad, who's...
Yes, I do know.
So bad, they've offered him cosmetic surgery for free.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for them to start to inhibit my actual eyesight.
Well, and the wart on my nose and the wart under my eye.
Stop it. It is not a wart.
It is a wart.
It's not. Do you have a tiny little beauty mark under your eye?
No, the one on my nose.
Okay, that's a wart.
And the one underneath my eye
that is
actually inhibits my sight. There's a lot of times where I'm driving and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, then you need just to tell your doctor that and they will take that shit off.
I'm going to. Anywho, that's why people shave their legs. All right. Did you know that if you buy a woman's button-down shirt and a man's button-down shirt,
that the buttons are on the different sides? Yeah, I did.
Do you know why?
No.
Well, I will tell you. So if you're a man, the buttons are on the right. If you're a woman, the buttons are on the left. And here is the reason.
Sexism.
When buttons were invented in the 13th century,
Wow.
Which I can't believe it took that long.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Wealthy women did not dress themselves. Their ladies' maids did.
I need a ladies' maid so hard.
And since most people were right-handed, it made it easier for women, knowing that somebody was going to dress them.
Yeah.
That person was right-handed. And so they could button it the way that it was comfortable.
I never knew this.
Yeah. And wow. I think it just stuck. High heels.
That I do not know.
I originally thought high heels probably originated in China, having to do with bound feet and platform shoes.
Yeah.
But according to this article, men were the ones that started wearing high heels in Europe.
Oh, that makes all the sense.
Because when they would ride their horses, it made...
Help the stirrups?
Exactly.
Oh.
That's exactly it.
They were all rocking the high heels, just like Prince.
In the 15th century, European aristocrats adopted high heel shoes as a daily practice. Men.
Yeah.
To show wealth.
Okay.
Fast forward to the Enlightenment, which brought with it an appreciation for the practical, and men started to renounce the high heel.
Right, because they suck.
But sexism prohibited women from being viewed as rational beings. And so the desirability of women in high heels was seen as an attractive
quality,
irrational style.
So let me just lay this out. Dudes were like, this is stupid. This hurts. I'm getting bunions. I'm going to wear flat fucking shoes. That makes all the sense. But then they were like, well, women are more sexy when they're dumb.
Yep.
So they have to wear high heels because otherwise they'd be smart to not wear high heels.
But I've also read that the whole high heel action, it changes the posture of a woman that makes their ass more sexy.
Did it do that for men?
Maybe that's the unspoken truth.
All I know is it's ridiculous to wear high heels. I do not hate the way that they look and wish I could wear them. But at a certain age, you just accept reality. And you're like, you know what? I had to keep walking on these feet for another, I don't know, 20, 30 years. I'm just going to wear some tennis shoes. Some bullshit. High heels. That's all I'm saying.
Women and long hair.
It's got to be some sexism shit. I can't think of any reason for anyone to have long hair.
To have long hair, historically, you have to be healthy.
Oh, Jesus, that's not true.
It is true.
I've known a ton of people with long hair who were on heroin.
Yeah, but does the hair look good?
No.
Okay, that's my
Most point. Long hair doesn't look good. It's the very odd person. Like you, Jennifer, who has a really nice head of hair that you have not worn down literally in like a year. And I'm so angry about it.
Oh, it's more than a year. In order to have long, healthy looking hair, you have to eat well, have no disease, no infectious organisms, good rest, exercise. That has implied, over time, reproductive health.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know. I actually found that kind of interesting.
It's interesting, but it's not true. I know a lot of women with pretty hair who are not that healthy. It's genetic. It's like what you're born with.
Why people sag their pants. You might know this one.
Like what the point of that was modern times?
Yeah, do you know why people do that?
Because
in 2014 in Ocala, Florida, the city council actually passed an ordinance banning the practice of sagging
because it's gross.
Your pants.
I feel like it had to do with gang activity, but I don't know why.
Well, it is definitely a part of gang culture.
Is it to hide shit in your pants?
The origins of sagging have two leading theories. The first is that inmates are prohibited from wearing belts in prison.
Okay.
Sagging their uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an indication that this is a person who has been in prison. They're dangerous.
And also, why can't prisons give you clothes that fit? I pay taxes.
You want to give them all some custom-made pants?
No, but I think they should have pants that fit. Have you seen these people with their literal asses out of their pants? Like how they're staying on? I don't even know.
The second theory is that inmates wore their pants low as a means of letting other prisoners know that they're sexually available.
There you go. So all you hoodlums who are out there like thinking that you're super tough. Right.
You're just
cool,
showing that you'll take it in the ass.
You're just, and next time I see it, I'm just gonna fuck you in the ass.
As somebody who doesn't commonly wear a belt,
often
yanking up my pants a lot.
But you're yanking them up. These guys are just walking
around. No, but before I yank them up,
I'm
spending some time with my underwears showing.
Yeah, but not your whole entire asshole.
Mm.
No, I've never seen that. Okay. I've never seen that. Buy a belt, wear your hair down, put on some fucking makeup. It's not that hard.
Then I'll look like Jim Morrison.
Yeah, just like.
All right. Why do we wear wedding bands on a ring finger?
Wow, I surprisingly don't know any of these. I don't know.
Having watched 90 Day Fiancé,
yeah.
Not every country does this.
Okay.
It is a very romance language tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, it does date back to Roman times. The Romans believed that a vein ran directly from the heart to the ring finger.
Oh.
And they named it the Vena Amoris.
Okay, just make that shit up.
Naturally, they thought it's fitting to place the ring on that finger.
Well, that's nice. I will say that when we first got married, Joel wore his wedding ring on the opposite hand.
Why?
Because he said it flew off the other finger.
Why don't you just get it fitted?
Right. No, that's a good question. And so it annoyed me because I was like, you're out there, pal, and I know it.
Yeah.
But maybe it was just a working up to, because then like maybe a year in, I was like, just put it on your other fucking finger. And he did. And it kind of fit. And so it's been there ever since.
That's all I got for history.
I didn't know any of that. I've learned so much. No,
you
didn't.
You failed. 100%.
I failed, but I also won because now I know new things. Mm.
Seth, don't share any of that with your next date.
No, apparently not.
Unless you're calling me. The next thing I have, animal gangs.
I love animal gangs.
Do you?
Is this a quiz?
Sort of.
Shoot.
These are the official names of groups of certain animals.
Okay.
We're going to fly through
these. I know some of them. Okay.
I'm not sure you do because I didn't.
Okay.
All right. Woodpeckers. Is it a descent or a bed?
A descent?
You are correct, man.
It's always a negative. Yeah. Bed has no bad connotation.
So do you know what is a bed?
No.
Clams.
A bed of clams?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that actually rings a bell. Okay.
Wasps. A school or a pledge?
Pledge.
Dude!
I'm just guessing.
You are right.
Or somewhere in the back of my mind, I know this. Okay, go.
Toads. A knot or a string?
Knot.
You are right! Dude!
I'm a gang savant.
All right, so you know what a string is?
No.
This I didn't know. Ponies.
Mm.
Yeah, a bunch of ponies is a string.
I've never heard that in my life.
I think this is where this is going to go airy.
Okay.
For you. Tigers.
It's not airy. It's awry.
Tigers. Mm. A lamentation or an ambush?
Lamentation.
Ambush.
Oh! Although that does make more sense.
A lamentation are swans.
No way. That's mm-hmm. pretty.
Why?
I don't know.
All right. Stingrays. A mustering or a fever?
Ooh. Mustering. Nope.
Fever. It's a fever of stingrays. Mustering is for storks.
No way.
Yeah.
I love this.
Really?
Yeah. Why are we so poetic with the animal gangs?
And I don't know what, like, why it's so specific.
I don't know, but it's lovely.
Zebras.
Mm.
A zeal or a dray?
It's a zeal.
You are correct.
I knew that one.
Do you know what a dray is?
No.
Squirrels.
No way.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Skunks.
Mm.
A nest or a stench?
Nest. A stench. Dude, I thought that was two on the nose.
No, a nest of snakes.
Okay, that doesn't make sense. I have heard that.
Sharks.
Oh, I know this one.
Is it a crash or a shiver?
Shiver.
You are right. How do you know that?
I read it somewhere and it stuck with me because that is terrifying.
So do you have any idea what a crash of animals is?
I do not.
Rhinos.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Rattlesnakes. A group of rattlesnakes is called either a rumba or a swarm.
Swarm.
Rumba.
No way. Like the thing that vacuums your floor?
Well, it's not It's maybe it's a rumba?
Rumba.
Swarm is rats.
Gross.
Raccoons. A gaze or a prickle?
Oh my God. How would I know that? I'm going to say a prickle.
Nope. It's a gaze.
A gaze of raccoons.
Yeah. Prickle is porcupine.
Aww.
Parrots. A pandemonium or a muster?
Muster.
Oh, damn it.
A pandemonium of parrots.
You know what? These are fantastic. Just the fact that we name groups of animals makes us fantastic people.
Or do you think the animals name themselves?
No, I think they do not. Or they do in a way by being who they are. Like sharks shiver? Yes, I hear that.
Do you want to take a guess at what a muster is?
I think a muster is cows.
Good guess. It's a group of peacocks.
Oh, that's not even close.
Owls. A romp or a parliament?
Parliament.
You are right.
It just felt right. Yeah.
What's a romp?
Is it hippos?
Good guess. It's otters.
It's not close. It's not a good guess. All right.
Monkeys. A barrel or a labor?
Labor.
Barrel.
No, sir. So
officially, it's a barrel of monkeys.
How can that be?
It's true. A labor is for...
Wait. I feel like I know what a labor is.
Okay.
Give me a hint.
Well, sometimes it has a star-shaped nose, burrows underground.
Oh, mole.
Yeah. A labor of moles. I only have two more. Jellyfish. A bloat or a smack?
Smack.
You are right, ma'am.
It just felt right.
Do you have any idea what a bloat is?
No.
Hippos.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, a bloat of hippos.
Gorillas. We have a charm or a band?
Band.
You are right.
Yeah. So what's a charm?
What's a charm?
Give me a hint.
It's a fish found in tanks.
Goldfish?
Yes.
No, sir.
Goldfishers.
Oh, are a charm.
Yeah, a charm of goldfish.
I marvel at the fact that this exists.
Mm-hmm.
What would a group of angry old women be?
A legion.
I like it. A legion.
Yeah. Next up.
Next up, we have more entries into our MSL gift guide for 2023. All right. First up, a squirrel feeder that has a dick.
What?
And you put a corn cob on it, and underneath it, you put some peanuts. Here, I'll show you. It's ridiculous, but also cheerful. Look at the squirrels. They love it.
Oh, my God. The squirrels are just eating that shit up.
I mean, it's Photoshopped on, but I generally think that that's probably what it looks like most of the time. So you've got this wooden thing. It's hinged. It's got a little dude on it, and then you stick one of those dried up corn cobs on to his penis area.
Yeah.
And you put peanuts in the bottom. And you know what you are? Squirrel friend. All right, next up, we've got the heavy duty all metal tube ringer. Now this I decided to use because A, it's practical. It's a practical gift. In honor of Sharon.
Tube bringer?
So you got your toothpaste tube or your tube of lotion or your tube of
mayonnaise?
Lube.
She doesn't need lube.
I'm not talking about Sharon. I'm talking about the rest of us. I'm just saying, you got your tubes of things.
Okay, yes.
You put it in this machine. It will ring out the very last morsel of what's in that tube. And I'm actually thinking of getting it for Sharon for Christmas.
Well, here's the thing. Look. I think it actually does ring out all of it. She will unroll it, slice it open, and scrape it with a knife.
So she goes, but would she enjoy this?
Yeah.
Get her down to that last.
I think so.
It's $27, which feels...
Why?
Look at it. It's metal. Mm. It's a true piece of equipment.
This is a woman who puts water into ketchup jars, mayonnaise jars.
To get that last
shakes it around, and then adds it to a sandwich.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it's wet.
Yeah. The flavor's gone. Mm. Joanne Fabric. Yeah. Now, we learned this
Are we on to the next one?
Yes.
You have to... No, because we've had some criticism that they didn't know that the next one was the next one.
Who criticized?
Ken.
Okay. Eat my cunt. Next up, we've got something that Jen and I actually stumbled upon in the workplace.
Mm.
And it is a 5.5-inch Christmas chicken drumstick glass ornament. And it is amazing.
It is?
It is everything that you want it to be and more. Because it also looks a little bit Like a fuzzy nutsack.
It looks exactly like a stretched out nutsack.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it is $5.19.
Oh, a deal at twice the
and
price.
I would love this as a Christmas gift. For $5.19, you could send this to me and I would be thrilled. In fact, a bunch of people send it to me. I'll do a whole tree.
Of just chicken nutsacks.
Chicken nutsacks. At any rate, it's a steal at $5.19. I mean, you could. These are good stocking stuffers, people. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want that? It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And also makes you want to eat chicken or balls. We will post these all on MSL, Facebook Nation. Join up if you haven't yet.
That's the end?
Yeah, that's it. For this week, tune in next week for some more treats.
Thank you, freaks, for listening. And we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Just another curious pervert that's got to call BS on the fact that Joel has not seen Carol's mud button. If she's ever presented her pink Cadillac on her knees, doggy style, he most certainly has held the wonder of her Pandora's box. I don't know. Curious pervert's got to know. He's seen it. Give me a break. Bye.